This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Back. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Okay, we got Dan Pilla, but we're not going to have him for a few more minutes. You know, and again, you don't know what's coming up in the tax world, right? I mean, you hear about them putting a police department together. You hear about them having all kinds of trouble with, well, not a, I shouldn't say it. I'm sorry. I don't want to be one of those misinformation guys. They're not going to put together a police department, so to speak. Right? But they are going to arm their agents. Why? What do they need that for? How many people have shot at the area? I mean, I am sure that people want to. That's how afraid they are. But they shouldn't be. Come on. As I've said a million times, aren't we, you know, we're kind of civilized people. Are we not? We should be. Well, you wouldn't know that by looking at what's going on TV, all those peaceful protests, right? Speaking of which, fire me back. Gun right groups in California, they're really teed off of the AG's reported leak of firearm owners. Yeah, somehow, the firearm owners in California, the people who have concealed carry permits, their information, phone number, name, the whole nine yards, got leaked from the AG's department. Nothing that Supreme Court ruled last week that New York's concealed carry law was unconstitutional because it expanded the Second Amendment in a way it should not have done. So the Office of California Attorney General Rob Bonta released the personal information of thousands of California gun owners and concealed carry permit holders to the public this week. The Second Amendment Act is seen as a major league breach of privacy, and it is. Sam, the funny thing about this is you get the concealed carry to protect yourself. If you have nuts like you've seen this week going after these pregnancy centers and such, it's amazing. Sam Perotti, executive director of the Gun Owners of California, told a local news source that the release of information was either negligent or potentially criminal. We believe that the AG is either massively incompetent, incredibly negligent, or just willing to criminally leak information that he does not have the authority to leak. Sad, isn't it? Why don't we leak the names of, I don't know, the abortion doctors? Why don't we leak those names as a whole? Who's licensed to do that? Where is it being done? How many a day? The Democrat Attorney General appointed by Governor Gavin Newsom, he announced in a press release Monday that the new portal was created to improve transparency and information sharing for firearms-related data. Right. If I give your plate number, I cannot get your information, except for legal reasons as to who you are and where you live. In Monday's press release, the state DOJ claimed that they sought to protect the personal identification information in the data the department collects and maintains. The leak was first reported by gun news outlet, The Reload, just days after the Supreme Court consequently really held up the Second Amendment. Got behind it big time, first time in a long time. The information taken from the state's database of concealed carry permit holders included the thousands of gun owners' full name, date of birth, home address, race, when the concealed carry permit was issued, and what type of permit it was. It's just amazing, isn't it? They only like what they like. Everybody else can go pound sand. The information was posted to the California Department of Justice's 2022 Firearms Dashboard Portal, a website that's now unavailable. California Attorney General's Office did not immediately respond to Fox News' request for comment regarding the data leak. Legal action could potentially be taken against the state and those involved as a result of the breach. They should, though, not should be, could be, might be, kind of, sort of, maybe, it should happen. A spokesperson from the AG's office told Newsweek, "We're investigating an exposure of individuals' personal information connected to the DOJ firearms dashboard. Any unauthorized release of personnel information is unacceptable. We're working swiftly to address the situation. We'll provide additional information as soon as possible." Parrott has said that his organization is working to figure out what legal matters we can take, but unless the AG is willing to send people who can protect those who've had their data breached, there's not much else we can do. Yeah, like too late, oops, sorry. Now, the private information has just been taken down, but they're worried that people have already got the information, already glommed onto it. In a primary election earlier this month, incumbent Bonita advanced to represent his party this November alongside a GOP candidate, Nathan Hochman. Now, some people say, well, we don't know. We don't know if it was intentional or an accident, right? We don't know if there's some programming error. No, bullpuckies. This stuff is highly secretive, highly sensitive. And it's funny how this stuff only happens when it works for them. Supreme Court, as you know, struck down the New York gun law that put unconstitutional restrictions on who qualified for a concealed carry permit. Ultimately, it made it almost impossible for civilians to be able to carry a gun. Dan Pillow joins me after the break. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, This is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, MyPatriotSupply.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution. Okay, listen, I always tell you guys that you got to have the experts on. If you don't have the experts on, then we just kind of make it up as we go, and we screw it up even worse. Right? And it ain't that hard. You find people who know what the heck they're talking about. You bring them in, and you work. You take care of it. Dan Pilla joins me. He is the tax man. You can find him at Tax Help Online. Tax Help Online. And, Dan, always appreciate your time with me.
Well, it's always a pleasure to talk with you, Joe. How are you doing tonight?
I'm in California, so I am ducking and weaving and hoping to make it.
So you're trying to keep your head down is what you're telling me.
Yeah, but I got to tell you, I'm all excited because the governor now has said that he's going to issue like $1,000, I would call it an aggravation refund, but it's $1,000 because the state is so flush with cash that it borrowed that he thinks that every taxpayer should get a few dollars to help pay for the gas.
Yeah, of course, to pay for the gas. Instead of drilling oil in the United States, we'll just have the government print money and give it to people to pay for the gas. You know, here's the thing, Joe. During the last presidential cycle, I forget the name of the guy, and you could probably spit it out, but I can't. The name of the guy in New England, I think it was probably Massachusetts or Vermont, that promised $1,000 a month of what he called universal basic income for every citizen. All you had to do is be alive in the United States, and you're going to get this $1,000 a month because it was just unfair that some people had more money than others, and so we're going to have this universal basic income payment every month to compensate for the unfairness. Well, everybody railed about how absurd the idea was. The next thing you know, Joe, everybody is behind the idea of universal basic income. And if you don't think we have it at the federal level already, never mind the idea stage. That's history. All right? We're already there. Remember, we've got a refundable advanced child, refundable additional child tax credit. All right, and that tax credit is worth, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but it's approximately $3,000 per kid under 6 years of age. And it's refundable, Joe. That means the government sends you a check every month for an amount equal to this credit.
Oh my God.
And tell me that's not universal basic income.
Oh, God. You know, I hear you. And they stopped that recently, did they not?
Well, the refundable part of it stopped. The refundable part occurred in the second half from June through, I believe it was August 1st through December 31st of 2021. That was the refundable part where, and what I mean by refundable, Joe, is where the government actually sends you a check, right? Advanced credit, meaning they send you a check. Just like the disaster relief checks they were sending out in 2020. You remember those, of course, right? So,
yep.
So that is an advanced credit, meaning they mail you the check. That part of it stopped. No more advanced credit, but the credit still exists on the tax return. So when you file your tax return, you still claim the credit, and it's a refundable credit, meaning, and this is confusing because refundable means what? Well, you get money back.
Right.
Well, so what this means is that when you have a refundable credit, that means that you get money back from the government, even to the extent that you didn't pay in. So let's say, for example, Joe, you paid in $2,000 in wage withholding toward your tax liability. And you have $3,000 worth of credits. Well, you'd say that the rational person would say, well, I only paid in $2,000, so even though I got $3,000 worth of credits, I'm only going to get $2,000 back because that's all I paid in, right? But that's not how it works with a refundable credit. The refundable credit, you actually get money back from the government you never paid in the first place. So the first place this showed up was the earned income tax credit. And there's millions of people all across the country that are claiming this earned income tax credit on their tax returns. And what these refundable credits are, Joe, and let's be crystal clear about this. Refundable tax credits are welfare programs instituted by the federal government, administered by the IRS. That's what they are. There's just no other way to describe it. That's in fact what they are.
Well, you know, it's all in the wording, isn't it? In California, the AG decides what the wording of the law or something that they're putting on the ballot, and they know how to spit. They know how to spin it. They know how to say it, so it kind of sounds
good,
cool. You know.
Yeah, and you just hit the nail right on the head. You literally took the words right out of my mouth. They spin it in a way that makes people believe that this is free money and this is a great thing, and why wouldn't we want to do this? And of course, we need this and this and this, but they never stop to think about the fact, where is the money coming from? Now, the state governments, here's the fundamental difference between the federal government and the state government. Now, let me ask this question before I make this speech and show my ignorance here. Does the state of California have a balanced budget amendment, or no?
No.
State of California does not have to run a balanced budget. Is that right?
No.
Okay. State of Minnesota does. I say that because state of Minnesota is required to balance its budget. And And how they do it, of course, is a different discussion, but they are required to have balance budget. Of course, the federal government does not. But the thing about the state government is they can't print money. The federal government can print money. The state government has to borrow money in order to spend. And so when they run these substantial, when the state government runs these substantial deficits, $1 billion, $10 billion, $100 billion, whatever it is, they have to borrow the money from the banks and issue bonds to taxpayers to back those loans, right? So taxpayers are on the hook for those loans. And what people don't understand is for every dollar that's spent by the state government, that dollar has to be collected from state citizens plus interest in order to pay the loans off. This is what these people don't get. They don't understand this. State governments cannot print money. Now, the federal government, of course, can run deficits, but not only can they run deficits, but they can borrow money on the full faith and credit of the United States. So they go to the Federal Reserve. They borrow billions and billions of dollars. They run these deficits. But again, the same thing is true. There's only three ways governments can raise money to spend. All right? If you're going to spend money, you got to raise it. And as far as the federal government is concerned, there's only three ways they can do it. They can tax to get the money. They can borrow to get the money. And I can't think of the third thing. But the bottom line is, no matter what we're talking about, is it comes back to the taxpayer on the hook for the payment of the money back to the bank.
All right. We're going to have some fun with this when we come back, too. Because California, we'll talk about it when we come back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Don't go far. Love, we're coming up after the break.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Ketanji Brown Jackson will be sworn in Thursday as the first black female justice on the U.S. Supreme Court. She'll succeed the retiring Stephen Breyer. Jackson was confirmed to replace Breyer in April, but then had to wait until he stepped down at the end of the 9-month term. The death toll of illegal immigrants who died after being abandoned in the back of a tractor trailer in San Antonio rose to 53 on Wednesday, according to the Bexar County Medical Examiner. More than a dozen others were hospitalized with heat-related injuries. CBS News reported this appears to be the deadliest human smuggling case in modern U.S. history. And disgraced R&B singer R. Kelly received a 30-year prison sentence on Wednesday following last year's conviction on federal racketeering and sex trafficking charges. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Show me your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-WILL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Let me just bring him on back in. I got Dan Pillar with me, the tax man. That's what I like to call him. I tell you, the thing that turned me on to him was his commercials that did not scream about the IRS showing up at your business, your house, taking your kids, your check. Well, they take the kids, I'd be okay with it. They take your checkbook, the house, and everything else. And he was all about, look, take a breath, open the envelope, and this is, none of this is final. You can work through this. And that's why I originally called him. He's done some great things. I know he's done some great things for some of you. And, Dan, thanks for being with me.
And it's my pleasure, Joel. Thanks for having me.
You know, we were talking about balanced budgets, and I think I was telling you during the break, I kind of misinformed you based on the California law and not the Constitution. California's Constitution requires that the governor submit a balanced budget proposal by January 10th every year. All right? Simple enough.
Right, right. That seems reasonable, yeah.
But when you read further down, you find out that because of a new law, the assembly or our legislators don't have to accept it and can come up with their own budget. And they can pass their own budget, and then the governor can sign it, and it's not balanced anymore.
I was just going to say, the governor still has to sign the bill passed by the assembly, so the governor can bypass his constitutional responsibility by simply assenting to the nonsense that the assembly wants to engage in.
See, if they spent as much time working on real things instead of trying to beat the system, right?
In Minnesota, Joe, we've got a balanced budget requirement. The legislature has to balance the budget, and we have a biannual budget, so every 2 years legislature meets. They meet every year, but every 2 years is the budget debate, and it has to be a balanced budget. And okay, fine. Right now, state of Minnesota has a, get this now, $9.3 billion budget surplus. We got $9.3 billion in the bank that the state does not need. And do you think that the leftist governor and state legislature wants to give that money back to the citizens of the state that paid it in? If that money belongs to the citizens of this state, and they will not give a dime of it back. What the debate is in Minnesota right now is how to spend $9.3 billion more dollars that they did not budget for, because that's the windfall right now.
Unreal here. They're having the same windfall in gas here. You know, the gas taxes and what have you. And the funny thing about it is,
yeah.
Joe,
you just put your finger on it. Where's the money coming from? All right, over the last 18 months, we've had remarkable inflation. Minnesota's got about of a 6.5% state sales tax. The revenue goes up, even though the percentage doesn't go up. The revenue to the state goes up every time consumer prices tick north.
Yeah.
And it's the hidden tax. Well, the inflation, that is the hidden tax that people don't see that brings the economy to its knees.
You know, Dan, I'm not an economic expert like you are, but I was trying to explain to somebody the other day, just plain, simple sixth grade math, that when gas goes up and when groceries go up, let's just take the truck driver that's delivering groceries to the store, right? He's working for a guy that has a row of these trucks that does deliveries. And now he's going down the road. He drops the delivery off at the supermarket. His wife calls him later and they says, geez, honey, you know, groceries gone up 20%. Gas for you to get to work has gone up. The boss has got to pay more money for gas and more money in wages when you ask him for a raise. It's like a round robin that never really stops. And the only one that benefits is who? The government. Because they get more tax revenue from all this money going up, are they not?
Yeah, that's exactly right. There's no question about it. And this is what is nefarious about the increase in fuel costs. And people normally equate the increase in fuel costs with the cost of filling their car up at the pump. But the fact of the matter is every product that you purchase in the United States is moved around the country by either truck or train, one of the two, and to a lesser extent, airplanes, but predominantly trucks and trains. But throw airplanes in there, too, because they don't run off of solar power.
Well, then I heard they were going to, but yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, we're trying to get there, Joe, but give us another 150 years. But the point is that I don't care what product you purchase in the marketplace, it's been moved somehow by fossil fuels. And when the price of gasoline and diesel fuel goes up, the point where it's now doubled, in some cases more than that, every product in the marketplace reflects that increase in transportation costs. Every single product, Joe, it sweeps across the board.
Yep. Oh, yeah. No question about it. You know, and people don't put all of it together like that. And you need to start paying attention. All right, I got to get this one question, though, out of the way. Okay, because it's coming to me a couple of times, and I roll around laughing. Why does the IRS need guns? Are they're gonna take our money by force? Are they coming in to see if we have gold under the bed or something? What's going on here?
You know, I've been answering this. Honest to God, Joe, I've been answering this question for 30 years because every so often in the IRS's budget request, you'll see a line item for X million dollars or 100,000 or whatever the number is, for guns and ammunition. Oh my goodness. What is the IRS going to do? They're going to start going door to door, taking people. No. Listen, there's a division of the IRS called criminal investigation. All right. These are the gumshoe guys that do the investigations of alleged or suspected violations of the criminal tax laws. And there's probably, I haven't seen the numbers recently, but there's probably 3,000 or 4,000 special agents, maybe a few more than that. You know, keep in mind that the IRS's workforce is about 76,000 people. And so let's say you even got 5,000 special agents, right? These are the people that do the criminal investigations to determine whether there's been any violations of the criminal tax statutes. These guys are the IRS equivalent of FBI agents. They carry guns, right? They always have. Back to the 1920s, these quote-unquote revenuers, these are the revenuers, Joe. They're the ones that carry the guns. And so when there's a line item in the IRS's budget for guns and ammunition, it's for the special agents. It is not for the garden variety tax collectors that issue the wage levies and the bank levies, because frankly, the fact of the matter is the overwhelming majority of collection action, wage levies, bank levies, that sort of thing, that's all done automatically anyway by their computers. And as far as I know, the computers don't carry guns, at least not yet.
No, I have so many things that, you know, people ask me during the weeks between when you and I talk, and some of it is just so rudimentary. I think it's hilarious. It's and they're worried about so many little things. It's like, get with your CPA, get with somebody before you got to send in these tax forms and you start getting in trouble. You know, I told you, California's talking about sending out gas rebates, you know, gas tax rebates, which is asinine, yeah, because gas tax dollars are used, supposed to be used, repair the roadways, and our roadways are in terrible shape. Plus,
we
have a special tax too. We have a transportation tax on top of the gas tax to pay for rebuilding roadways, and they've blown all that money. But those rebate checks from the state.
Now, let me make a very important point here.
Go ahead.
As I told you off the air, I'm actually at a patio party here with my wife and some of her friends. And they had a pile of brush the size of a typical California house. And they lit that pile of brush on fire here about 10 minutes ago. And now the flames are shooting 40 feet into the air. Now, this fire is about, I'd say 500 yards away from me, so I'm not in any immediate danger. But these flames are shooting now 40, 45 feet into the air, Joe. And it's consuming this brush pile, as I said, about the size of the typical California house.
You there? Did I lose you?
I'm here.
I'm here.
No, I wasn't caught up in the fire. No, I'm here.
Okay. I thought maybe that was it. It was over. I heard the that was it.
You heard the pop, and then I was gone.
Yeah. So let me ask you, those rebates from the state, the checks that they're going to give them for, I don't know, what are they going to call it, a gas tax, happy day or something? I don't even know. Are those taxable at the federal level?
Oh, well, that's a good question. And typically speaking, a tax refund is not taxable if you didn't itemize your deductions. If you itemize your deductions and you claimed a deduction for the state tax payment in the first place, then the refund would be considered income in the next year, in the year you received it. And that's It's actually rational, Joe, if we work our way through that.
You got to work your way through that, because I'm looking at this. I didn't even ask for this money. And all right, we'll talk about it on the side of the break. Joe, we'll see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wrap. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen.
And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Joe, see your host. I was going to say with that cut. That could have been my cousin's kitchen in the morning when the two girls came home from the night before. You know what I'm saying? Just all that yelling and screaming. I just loved it. I miss it, actually. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, there's a lot of things in life that can scare you, send you to the roof, you know, make the hair on the back of your neck going up. And those three letters, IRS, always drive somebody into a tizzy. I have to tell you, since meeting this guy and working with this guy for the last few years, and some of you have worked with him and let me know what a pleasant experience it was, when I see an IRS letter, this is God's honest truth, when I see an IRS letter in my mailbox, I don't get nervous anymore. I almost giggle because there's a little thing going on with them and me that's just hilarious. But other than that, I don't care anymore because I know that letter doesn't really mean anything. I haven't done anything wrong. If I've done something by mistake, I know I can get on the horn with Dan and find out how to fix it, what to write, where to go. Dan Piller, the tax man. You find him at taxhelponline.com, taxhelponline.com. He's not a doom and gloom guy. It's always about we can work with this, we can fix this. Right, Dan?
Yeah, absolutely, Joe. There's always a way to fix it. Listen, I don't care what kind of tax problem you've had. I don't care how long you've had it. I don't care what you've done to try to fix it. I don't care who told you you can't fix it. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax problem. There's always a way to resolve the situation. You do not have to live in fear. You don't have to live in fear that You got to go to the mailbox and find an IRS letter or shake at the sound of someone knocking on your door. You don't have to live that way. Get on top of the situation. We'll figure out a solution. We'll execute the plan and get you back into freedom again.
Oh, yeah. It's like anything else. You get the right person with you, and you'll know what to do so that they're not as scary anymore. All right. Before we went to the break, we were talking about those taxable the rebates, whether they were taxable or not. You had explained that somehow if you'd already deducted this. But this is, I don't know how they're couching this, because they're sending this to every taxpayer in the state as kind of a pre-whatever vacation for taxes.
Yeah, well here's the simple rule, Joe. First of all, you itemize your deductions on your tax return. That's the first question you ask yourself. And when I say itemize, I mean, are you filing a Schedule C? And are you claiming deductions for your mortgage interest, your real estate taxes, your charitable contributions, your state and local income taxes, those types of things? All right, right off the bat, 70% of the people do not itemize their deductions. All right, so for 70% of the people, the rebates, the state rebates are not going to be taxable. For the portion of people that do itemize the deductions, now the question is, how much did you claim as an itemized deduction for state income taxes? Remember, when you claim a deduction, that reduces your taxable income and therefore reduces your tax liability. If you claim a deduction for state income taxes on your tax return, that reduced your tax liability. If you then got some of that money back, you essentially have to reclaim it as income. And now a portion of that becomes taxable. For at least 70% of the people, it will not be taxable. And for the small portion that have to look at it, they got to look at what they claimed on their Schedule C, federal Schedule C, to determine whether it's taxable or not. I will tell you this, at the state level, it will not be taxable.
Okay, but the federal level, that's where you really have to pay attention.
It could be, but in most cases will not be, because as I said, 70% of the people do not itemize their deductions. And that's across the board, Joe. It's not just California, it's across the board.
Okay. So a couple of quick things. Somebody asked me a question about a donation. They said they made a donation to a nonprofit last year, and their CPA told them, and they still don't understand why, that she didn't take the deduction because he doesn't itemize his deductions.
Well, that just points to what I just explained. 70% of the people don't itemize. Here's the thing. If you are married filing a joint tax return, then you get a standard deduction of about $24,500, call it $25,000. That's a no-questions-asked standard deduction. Now, the only way it makes sense to itemize your deductions is if the combination of all itemized deductions exceeds $25,000. So that means mortgage interest, charitable contributions, real estate taxes, state and local income taxes, and I already said charitable contributions. So let's just say you add all those things up and they come to $15,000. Joe, you're on the school board. What's a bigger number, 25 or 15?
Well, are we talking from an educational standpoint or from reality?
Well, from reality, I would say from reality. I would have to default to reality here.
Okay, all right. So we know it's the 25K, yeah.
So 25 is a bigger number. So you're better off with the default number of 25 than the actual number of 15. Now, on the other hand, if the total of your specific itemized deductions is 26,000, then what's a bigger number, 25 or 26?
So 26, obviously.
Again, reality, not modern education. So that's the difference. You got to measure your itemized deductions against the default standard deduction that they give you, no questions asked. If the standard is bigger, take the standard. If the actual is bigger, take the actual.
All right, so for a tax idiot like myself, when you say it's automatic, you should take it, you're not suggesting, obviously, that even if it doesn't add up to 25, you take 25. You take, if you add up your receipts and you've given charitable deductions in the amount of 16,000, you just put it down for 16. You don't go for the 25 automatically, right?
No, Joel, I'm not saying that at all. What I'm saying is the standard deduction that they give you is a fixed no questions asked number. And you get the greater of the standard or your actual. You get the greater of the standard or your actual. So if my actual deductions for mortgage interest, real estate taxes, charitable contributions, state income taxes, if my actual number turns out to be 15 grand, I'm taking the standard of 25. That's my option.
Ah.
It's my choice. I get the right to do that. Now, what you can't do, Joe, is say, well, listen, I want to itemize deductions, and even though my standard deduction is 25, I want to write off 30, so I'm going to make up some numbers to do that. Well, you can't do that. That's fraud,
well,
right?
You can do it. You're not going to get away with it.
Well, that, plus the fact that you signed the tax return under penalty of perjury, Joe, and when you make a deliberately false statement under penalty of perjury, that's a felony. So, no, you can't. I mean, you can't. You do it at your own risk, put it that way.
So what I'm saying,
just to be crystal clear, what I'm saying is the standard deduction is a no-questions-asked number that's given to everybody. And if your actual is under, you have the right to claim the standard. If your actual is higher, you have the right to claim the actual, but you have to prove the actual. See, that's the critical difference. You don't have to prove the standard. You have to prove the actual.
Right. Okay. That makes sense now. I just, you know, sometimes some of us don't get all this jargon. We have to come back to it and figure it out. All right.
Right.
We were kind of joking during the break through the difference between a recession and depression and that kind of stuff. You know, here in California, we have more people.
Let's give the definition, though.
All right.
The definition of a recession is when my neighbor's out of work. The definition of a depression is when I'm out of work.
Yeah, that's like a dad joke. You do know that, right? But what's happening more and more here in California, because the state is paying so much in unemployment benefits like that. You know, they've got a thing called CalKids. So if you can't afford insurance for your children, you get state insurance, you know, health insurance for the kids as well.
Sure. Yep.
They've got all these programs, and I heard a guy the other day breaking down the average single mom, for instance, that's not working here in California, could work but it's not working with two kids, is taking home somewhere in the neighborhood of $5,300 a month.
Yeah, I believe it.
With all the benefits.
Yeah, here's the reality. If you're out there working for a wage and you're making 60 grand a year, you're living probably about a $40,000 a year lifestyle by the time all your taxes are done.
Right.
Federal, state, local, right?
Yep.
If you're not working at all and you're drawing welfare worth 60 grand a year, you're living a $60,000 a year lifestyle. That's the sad reality.
Wow. All right, listen, we only have about a minute left. I want you to tell people how to find you, how they can get a consultation with you, that kind of thing.
Yeah, go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's all one word, no spaces of any kind. Taxhelponline.com. I've got all kinds of material up there, including my books, my latest book, Dan Pillow's Small Business Tax Guide. If you've got any kind of tax issue at all, you buy any book on my website, Joe, at any price point. It doesn't make any difference how much it is. You buy a book from my website, taxhelponline.com. You get a free 15-minute consultation directly with me. So you get the book, you read the book, you write your questions down, you get on my schedule to talk to me. I know you're calling me. I've got 15 minutes set aside just for you. I'll answer all your questions and guide you through your situation. Taxhelponline.com is the site.
And some of this is how people get out in front of some of these things. If you're not sure, like this fellow was, if you think your CPA is giving you misinformation, get out in front of it and give Dan a call ahead of time.
Absolutely.
If he charged you, I'm going to get crazy, but if he charged you, $1,000 a minute, it would be cheaper than what you could end up paying if you go ahead and do the stupid thing on your form. And right now, they won't get back to you for 6 years. You'll pay all that penalty and interest.
And that's true. It's, we laugh, but it's true.
You get that notice of 6 years ago. Remember that thing you filed 6 years ago? We got some questions for you.
Amazing.
Dan, enjoy. Don't get burned. Make sure you stay safe. And
I'm 500 yards away, and that's where I'm staying.
Stay safe. Get a long stick with hot dogs on it. Anyway, God bless, dude.
Have a great weekend.
USA.